here we go again. It's wonderful to be with you. This is Jason Emerald, and you're listening to Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. Oh. And I've got to say, I don't know if this is in need of repentance. Anyway, Russell Ballard has passed away. And I have to be really honest, I've struggled with Elder Ballard for many, many years since I was a young missionary. And it comes from not being a very social person. You know, I will go out and I will do work and I will do what's needed to help people come unto Christ. But, the whole concept of, and it gets recycled it could be even less than every 10 years. They do the whole big thing about, you need to go to all your friends, and you need to bring up the gospel a lot. Now, Elder Ballard, back when I was a missionary, he was in charge of, he was over missionary work for a bit. I don't remember how long exactly. And boy, he came up with a version of it, which I felt like was really high pressure. And it made me, as a missionary, really uncomfortable. It was kind of this kind of getting together and talking. Apparently, it was these two really good-looking, gorgeous women. Well, you know, you're not going to put somebody on a video that isn't good-looking. Anyway, and it was really kind of a, I'd really love to share the gospel. First they talked about other things, and then they said, well, there's really this thing, you know, I'm a Latter-day Saint, right? Or a Mormon or whatever. And it was like, yeah. And you go, I really want to share this with you because it means so much to me. And it was like, okay. And I love you so much that, you know, you'll do this. And of course, the non-LDS lady, whose house it is, I don't remember if it was the LDS lady came over to the non-LDS lady's house or if it went the other way. Anyway, and it was kind of a, I just got the impression that it was full court press on this lady to learn more about her neighbor's religion. And it really kind of, I was like, God, I could never do that. This is, I find that almost kind of belligerent a little bit. I'm sure he would come back and say that wasn't so, but, you know. And it's tough. Tough thing. So, boy, I tell you, and I have worked to kind of soften up to Elder Ballard since then over the years, and I have to say I've always been a little reticent, not very excited to do it, and. Not that I think he said anything really that really offended me any time, or to say anything bad about him. You know, this is the kind of person that he is. He's really, really, he's really out there in missionary work. I really like it. In our previous conference, I don't know how many other people did. I'm sure a lot of other people got the impression that it was his last testimony. And I'm really glad that it was predominantly about Joseph Smith and his place as the prophet of the Restoration, the prophet of this dispensation, this part of the earth's history. Because there's been a bit of a backlash, and a lot of people don't like talking about Joseph Smith. I sometimes do some reading of some of the Latter-day Saint splinter groups. One of them is the Community of Christ. It is the biggest one. I think they've got, 300,000 people in that denomination. And they built this temple, which is it is an awful eyesore. I think it is the most obnoxious thing. I can't believe they actually contracted with an architect to do this, because I find it borderline ugly. But anyway, they built their own temple in the past, and they're really, really nice. They have decided that the most important things to bring from the past and their take on the Bible, as far as I'm aware of, but I'm told they have really pushed the Book of Mormon into the background, almost to the point to where they don't use the Book of Mormon anymore, because it's a little embarrassing, I would imagine. You know, anyway, so, and you know, me, my primary scripture study is the Book of Mormon, very slow, and in the evenings when I'm home with my wife, Come Follow Me is done. She's doing Come Follow Me pretty religiously. I'm not, except with her. You know, and if you go to the blog, www.quix.us, a lot of the posts lately have been on my little readings pulled out of the Book of Mormon. Not exclusively, but a lot of them. Anyway, I seem to recall in the past, I don't know if it was the prophet, it was way back when I was a kid, so it would have been like in Spencer W. Kimball's time. One of the senior apostles had said that we really needed to not focus so much on Joseph Smith and to focus more on Jesus Christ. And boy, let me tell you, the last 40 years, it's probably been 40 years, probably a little bit more, closer to 50, I would imagine. Anyway, that is it. Joseph Smith de-emphasized, Christ re-emphasized. And I'm not talking against Christ on any level. He's the Savior. He's our Redeemer. He is the main person of existence. He is our link with God the Father. So I don't want anybody to think I'm just, you know, well, we're, I, you know, we don't need to talk about Jesus so much. Sure we do. Sure we do. But it was really nice to hear in President Ballard's, he was the acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve, with his death, you know, I'm not really sure how they're going to do acting presence. The actual president of the Quorum of the Twelve right now is Dallin H. Oakes, but since he's in the first presidency and not an active member of the Quorum of the Twelve right now anyway, I think the next person is Jeffrey R. Holland, although I think he is rather sickly. And, you know, everybody's been thinking that he was going to be the next apostle to die. And, surprise, surprise, it was Elder Ballard who was usually in, pretty good shape. We didn't have a lot of him being in and out of hospitals, particularly. Jeffrey R. Holland's been, he had, I guess, a really bad bout of COVID, and it's caused some larger issues. I guess it's that long COVID that they may talk about now. I'm a little skittish about the whole COVID thing. I don't like to talk about it. Anyway, so it was really nice. I'm sorry, before I get on to who the next the next acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve is going to be. Or who it could be. What, you know, there's a few things that could happen. I remember Spencer W. Kimball had Ed Eldon Tanner and Marion G. Romney as his counselors. And when he passed away, and Ezra Taft Benson became the prophet, he chose, well, first, and Eldon Tanner had passed away, I think, just before President Kimball had. And President Benson decided to put in new people. Why am I talking? Okay, I'm still being goofy about that. I'm sorry. Woo! I need to finish my thought about Russell Ballard. I'm really glad that he brought up Joseph Smith. I think a lot of Latter-day Saints, especially the young ones, have really kind of tried to distance themselves from Joseph Smith because it's kind of a kooky story, and when you bring it up to other people, they'll readily tell you that that's a kooky story, and why on earth are you believing in this thing? We just happen to, in elders' quorum at church, we pick a conference talk, and whatever we talk about is kind of based on that conference. It just happened to be President Ballard's. And I brought up in there, you know, that I said my testimony is really based on the Book of Mormon, and my testimony of Joseph Smith comes from the fact that Joseph Smith was the person who brought us the Book of Mormon. And you can say all kinds of things about, well, he was looking in a hat, looking at a Sarah Stone, you know, he didn't even use those plates. A lot of nouveau Latter-day Saint kind of detractors, to be honest, have really gotten into this whole thing of, you know, Joseph Smith was a treasure hunter and all that. And my basic response is, you know what, I don't care. Because I've read the Book of Mormon several times, honestly, now. But then I also prayed about it. When I was 18, I prayed about the Book of Mormon. after I had read it all the way through in a pretty short period of time. And I had that experience, that witness from the Holy Ghost, that this was what it purported to be. It was the words of prophets, and they were speaking what Christ wanted them to say. And it was about Jesus Christ's appearance on the American continent too. And I got my personal witness of that. So when people say, oh, Joseph Smith was just a charlatan, or he made all that up, or he just wrote that book from scratch. He wasn't inspired by anybody. You're just a sucker. And sorry, I've had a spiritual experience about the Book of Mormon. I can't deny the authenticity as scripture of the Book of Mormon. So that is my thing about Joseph Smith. You can say all day long he was a fallen prophet later, stuff like that. I'm just not going to worry about that. I've got this wonderful big nugget of spiritual truth, and I'm hanging with it. And Joseph Smith, nobody says that Joseph Smith didn't do the Book of Mormon with the help of others. Nobody says that. And you go, good. Joseph Smith is the man. And that was pretty much, and I was a little disturbed because I felt like that was just like, well, the discussion elders quorum, you know, there really wasn't much of a discussion. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It kind of went off in a whole nother direction. It wasn't bad. It was just, I felt like it was a little dismissive of this biggest thing. Anyway, but Elder Ballard brought it up and made it one of the centerpieces of his last testimony, his last talk in General Conference. And when I heard, I said, God, this sounds like a last testimony. And sure enough, as far as General Conferences go, it was. Wow. Anyway, okay, so given all that, and Elder Ballard was a wonderful man. You know, he was, his manner didn't strike wonderful chords with me, honestly, but that doesn't make him any less of an apostle. I think he was an apostle that touched the hearts of other people. And that was great. He always made me kind of nervous for saying, oh, he's going to tell me to do something that I don't think I can bring myself to do. Anyway, okay, so now, he was the acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve. We already kind of talked about some about how the Quorum of the Twelve tends to work. It doesn't have to work the way it always has in the past, but the tendency's there. So right now, Dallin H. Oaks. Dallin Oaks is the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Has been ever since he got called into the first presidency. Like I said, I remember when I was a kid, when Spencer W. Kimball died and Ezra Taft Benson became the president of the church. He had been a prophet for a long time. You know, all these apostles are prophets, seers, and revelators. So to say, well, he became the prophet, and it's like, not really. He became the president of the church. Now, he became the senior apostle, and certainly the man that speaks for the church, period. Anyway, and speaks for God as well. When that happened, one of his counselors had died not too long before this had happened. They had called actually a third counselor, just to throw you off. Gordon B. Hinckley was called as a third counselor or an additional counselor. Well, they called the third. And when N. Eldon Tanner passed away, he became the second counselor, and Marion G. Romney became the first counselor. He was the former second counselor. And when Spencer W. Kimball died, he President Benson released Marion G. Romney, and because of his place in the Quorum of the Twelve, Marion G. Romney became the president of the Quorum of the Twelve. He was the next senior apostle after President Benson. And so I don't know how many people anticipated that, but to be honest, when Russell Nelson became the prophet, he released both of the, he didn't keep the counselors from Thomas S. Monson, old Tommy Monson. He didn't keep his counselors. Now, he called Henry V. Eyring back into the first presidency, but as the second counselor for President Monson, Henry Eyring was his first counselor, and Dieter Uchtdorf was the second counselor. But now Dieter Uchtdorf is one of the senior apostles in the Quorum of the Twelve. All right, so that's all. Are you totally confused yet? So now, at the death of Elder President Ballard, you know, whichever one you do, he's no longer the president of the 12. That was just, it's still calling. He goes back to being Elder, I guess, Elder Ballard. I don't know. Anyway, still an apostle, even in death. But he's not, obviously not here, so he has to be replaced. There will be a replacement called. Don't know when, don't know under what circumstances. Have to be sustained in general conference. So often they don't even announce who it's going to be until general conference for a sustaining vote. Now, I don't know if there's anything to say that can't change. President Nelson has been quite the person that has adjusted, made changes to church policy, not to doctrine. I don't think anybody's changed any doctrine lately, but he certainly made a lot of changes in practice and policy. Anyway, so, you know, you just really can't say exactly how it's going to go. I don't know if this presents an opportunity to make a change to the first presidency. He certainly can. If that were so, and Dallin H. Oaks is taken out of the first presidency, he would return to his place in the Quorum of the Twelve and be the president as the senior apostle, short of President Nelson. So, or I think, like I said, I think Jeffrey R. Holland is next in seniority after President Oaks. So he may become the acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve if the first presidency doesn't get a reorganization. It rarely happens outside of a death to the prophet. But you know what? It says there's been so much that President Nelson's done that's been somewhat unique to the process that may happen. Also, if President Holland, if Elder Holland is really not doing well, it seems like he has been unable to serve as an apostle during all this period. He may very well be skipped, and I think the next apostle in seniority after him is either, I'm not sure where President Eyring, Henry Eyring, is in there. He's in there too. He may be actually the next senior apostle. Not sure. I think, who knows? It could be, I think the next senior apostle is Dieter Uchtdorf. And he may very well be set apart as the acting president, because I think he's in relatively good health. I don't know how it goes for these acting presidents. It's really kind of, one doesn't really know what the criteria is. Most of the acting presidents have been in relatively good health and could serve, because the president or acting president of the Quorum of the Twelve has a very huge and very big job. That is the man who determines who goes to state conferences and who presides and how these things go. And there are a lot of state conferences, and they happen every 6 months. For each individual one of them, there are several hundred stakes in the world. And yeah, it's really put on that one man to do the decisions and coordination on all of that. So I would have to imagine that it needed to be somebody that was in really good health and that, wasn't being hospitalized. I think Elder Holland is hospitalized. I think he may be the next in line. So it's really hard to say. President Nelson ends up making those kinds of decisions. I don't think he strays too much from precedent, but he's also had a tendency to say, well, even though it's always gone that way in the past, that doesn't mean it's going to go that way going forward. So we will see what becomes of things right now. And it should be interesting. And we'll just see. Anyway, so yeah. Melvin Russell Ballard is dead, which opens up a new opening in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And so, I think everyone's a little interested to find out who the next apostle will be. Of course, it's really interesting when these things tend to happen. We tend to have, I don't know if that's a big tendency, but there tends to come a lot of apostolic deaths tend to kind of come in a little bunch. I think that's just human and friendship nature that those things kind of happen. You start pining and missing those who have passed on, especially for Elder Holland. His wife just recently passed away, and now one of the more senior apostles has passed away. And you can say, well, you know, he'll recover. He'll be okay. And you go, well, we don't know that. And there is a little bit of a tendency. I recall when I was just a little kid, there was a string of apostles that passed away rather close to each other. Golly, LeGrand Richards, Marky Peterson. I don't even remember all their names. Anyway, so just really interesting, these things coming up. State and remember Elder Ballard's, President Ballard's last testimony of Joseph Smith. Don't put Joseph Smith on your back burner. Don't not tell his history, his story, because you might think it's a little kooky. Joseph Smith is just under Christ as the central figure in this dispensation it's his dispensation until Christ comes, until he surrenders it back to Adam, giving the keys that he was given by Peter, James, and John. And he gives those back to Adam and under the direction of Jesus Christ. And so, don't be dismissive of Joseph Smith because he's a little dicey. And, you know, it's really good to have prophets way back in history and all cleaned up and nobody has anything to say against them. it's harder with Joseph Smith. He's got some baggage, and it really ends up being, if you really want to know if the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is God's church, the church that Jesus Christ organized for this dispensation, read the Book of Mormon and put your testimony there, and then let Joseph Smith follow. Joseph Smith always said that the capstone of all this revelation, these churches, is the Book of Mormon. So get a testimony of that through prayer and through study, through reading. And you too will find out like I did. It says if the Book of Mormon is true, then Joseph Smith was really a prophet. And I've hung with that, and it's been a wonderful thing. And I leave that with you. Let me... I will leave you with my blessing, the blessing of my fathers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.